Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, you've come into our opening reception of an exhibition that we've been installing called The Anxiety of Interdisciplinarity 2.0. It's a follow-up exhibition to an exhibition that Aisha and I curated for the Impact Printmaking Conference, International Printmaking Conference in Bristol last year. So it's a kind of a culmination of a project that we've been working on for about the last 18 months. But it's an opportunity to get together some artists that we were working with on the project, but also we put together an open call. So it's artists across the East of England who have submitted work for the exhibition, and we've then curated that on across four floors in the Alison Richard building.
What kind of impact do you think this artwork's going to have on people? Can you tell me a little bit about some of the pieces and the highlights of the show?
And with 52 pieces and lots of artists, it's hard to kind of pick on an individual one, but we've got a real like range across sculpture, multimedia, printmaking, photography, sculptures. I think I might have mentioned that's I'm kind of always drawn to that because it's my preference or my discipline. And then we've got painting and quite a lot of kind of fabric and textile work, video, digital. And I think it's kind of one of the artists said to me this evening that this is like a really needed exhibition because it's thinking about the kind of in-betweenness and the thinking about people who sometimes don't feel like they kind of almost fit in a particular category or discipline. But I think as we know, kind of with the situation that we see ourselves in society, that actually some of the most interesting kind of revelations or strides happen in those sort of like in between kind of grey areas.
So we're kind of doing the space between spaces artwork, which is a great theme, I think. And you've got some very large wall hangings there. I saw a thing that looks like a giant mouldy pudding down there, made of cloth in a glass case, which looks absolutely fabulous. A very intriguing piece of artwork.
So that's Nikki's piece. So we exhibited Nikki's work. We actually exhibited it. She had a giant silk parachute that we exhibited in Bristol. And these are three dust sheets, which... we hoped initially that we'd be able to zip them outside because actually her philosophy is she hands them over to the curator and they can be hung or exhibited however we feel. But also she wants them to sort of almost be... exposed to the environment that they're being exhibited in. So she tends to work with cyanotype and embroidery and stitching to kind of embellish the dust sheets as they are. But there are three dust sheets that we've kind of piled up and we've created that sculpture essentially. Because interdisciplinarity is somewhere where new knowledge is kind of is created. We're all kind of disciplines make the world an easy place to understand, but maybe when we're in those in-between phases or places where the world isn't quite so easy to understand, that's where we kind of get revelations or we feel there's an opportunity to find new ways of thinking or new perceptions. We've kind of got these sort of broad themes that have emerged across different floors. So for instance, on the first floor, we've got very much a kind of, we're thinking about sort of the digital. On the second floor, there's a definite kind of like bringing nature inside. So we've got some kind of floor to ceiling trees and a beautiful work by Mansi Sush, who's looking at kind of art and the natural world as an inspiration, but also conversations and how we have conversations between each other and the kind of integration between the natural world and text and image. Then on the fourth floor, there's very much a kind of female influence. There's definitely a kind of a bit of a sort of a protest and those that maybe use art as a way of making kind of a bit more of a sort of political point.
Okay, so how long is this exhibition running for? Because it's a brilliant place to have it, isn't it? What a wonderful...
It's a real luxury. There's such a shortage of space in Cambridge, so it's such a luxury to be able to exhibit over four floors. It's a beautiful light space, and we're here till the 17th of November, so loads of time to come and see the work.
Sarah Strachan, thank you very much indeed for talking to me about this and for talking to Cambridge 105.
Cambridge 105 Radio.